David, you got to help me here because this is infuriating. How do we recover this? How do we, because, you know, when you see something this big, the first thing you want to do is like, it feels almost impossible. But that's just, when you see something like this, you got to say, well, praise God, we're getting this information. We're finding out that God has given us a weapon to fight with that we didn't even know about, right?
That's right.
And so you can't, you don't just start wielding a weapon you don't know. You have to practice it. So how are, what are
legal
ways?
Battles maybe we could pick?
How can we pick the right battles, the simple battles, to start implementing the Ninth Amendment in some small areas so we can start seeing a huge snowball?
Well, for one, at least our organization was involved with two briefs using the Ninth Amendment in the Dobbs case that said, wait a minute, you've only looked at the 14th Amendment. The Ninth Amendment says there are other unenumerated rights that are retained by the people. One of the rights not enumerated is the right to life, and that belongs to all persons. So you've construed the 14th Amendment wrong. Okay, period.
Yeah.
Now, somebody found out about this argument, D. James Kennedy Coleridge Ministries has sued the Southern Poverty Law Center and Amazon because they called them a hate group and they wouldn't put them on the websites and all that sort of stuff. So they sued and they've been kicked out of court along the way because of New York Times versus Sullivan. Y'all may have heard of that case, but it essentially says that the freedom of the press is so important. This is what the United States Supreme Court said in 1964. We have to have a robust press. And so unless you can prove, if you're a public figure, we need to know what's going on with our public figures. Unless you can prove that it was actually false and was done with malice. Now, that's getting into somebody's head, right?
Yeah.
Then you can't recover for defamation or slander. Okay. Now, So D. James Kennedy, that ruling for public figure, for public officials, began to expand by the court to include public figures. So, for instance, y'all would probably be public figures today, given, you know, the breadth of your audience and all this stuff and who knows you. So I could just say anything I wanted to about the fact that, you know, y'all get together and do some unseemly things here and so on and so forth. And as long as I say, well, I didn't know it was false and I wasn't trying to hurt them because I was trying to actually help people know who they were listening to, but y'all can't recover. So the attorney for D. James Kennedy heard of this argument and called and said, could the Ninth Amendment apply here? I said, absolutely, because part of the fundamental right not enumerated, retained by the people, is to personal security, which includes your reputation.
Right.
So I filed a little short brief that says you cannot construe the enumerated right, freedom of the press, to deny or disparage the fact that we have other rights. And you just wiped out my ability to protect my reputation.
Mm. Yep.
That's wrong. You can't do that.